If you heed the warnings of leading epidemiologists, just about the last art form to emerge from the pandemic should be live choral music. Think about it. Dozens of vocalists standing shoulder to shoulder on risers, singing with gusto, and in the process, launching micro droplets all over an enclosed airspace. It's enough to drive infectious disease experts crazy, and it has choral directors all over the country scrambling for ideas to keep their choirs and their very art form alive.
6 feet apart in a choral rehearsal really isn't enough.
Melody Galloway is a choral instructor at UNC Asheville and director of the Asheville Choral Society.
So we're looking at models that have us 15 feet apart wearing a mask. So now we have challenges facing us that emerge, like how large is your classroom space? And do we have choir now in the gym? I mean, it's changing the whole field.
She and her colleagues have developed programs to teach voice classes virtually. Virtual rehearsals happen over the internet, with singers all coming together from different locales. Galloway said this isn't practical for choirs because of delays, inconsistent internet connections, and other limitations that don't allow many voices to be heard all at once. Nobody seems to yet have an answer on how to safely rehearse and perform with a choir in one shared space.
The art of choral singing, that's the essence of the art, is singing and blending with others.
Health concerns around this art form aren't unfounded. At a time when most arts groups first halted rehearsals and performances, the Skagit Valley Chorale in Washington State went ahead with a March 10th rehearsal. Of the 60 singers who attended, 45 were later either diagnosed with COVID-19 or fell ill with the symptoms, and two died. The American Choral Directors Association just on June 15th published 100 pages of well-intended but confusing guidelines for choirs at every level and environment, with no clear guidance on how to proceed. Galloway spoke with a biology professor at her university about developing a mask just for singers, but said that would change the nature of the art form.
Some of my colleagues have said, we're just not going to have choir. I had to come to terms with the fact that I am an artist, and I'm not willing to just sit on the sidelines and not pursue my art for 2 years. It just may have to take a different shape and a different form for a period of time.
That's not necessarily so if you ask Michael Yannetti. He leads the celebrated choral programs at Cherokee Public Schools and says if it were up to him, which he admits it isn't, his choirs would begin rehearsing as normal when school opens in August. For now, like most choral directors, Yannetti foresees using Zoom video and other virtual tools to teach students their individual parts so they can be better prepared before rehearsals begin again.
I definitely feel like it's a blip in time. I know choral directors that are really, really nervous now. I just don't see that. I see it as just being one of those things that a year from now we look back on and go, remember when we did it?
Reverend Brent LaPrince Edwards heads up the music program at St. James African Methodist Episcopal Church in Asheville's East End. He's turning to CDs and solo singers for his virtual services until he can safely bring his church's three choirs back together.
Our plan A is to use the choir, but plan B is, under these circumstances, what are some other ways that we can do music ministry without using a chorus? Music is important during this time. That is one of the reasons why in our worship services, even though our choir has not been able to meet, we intentionally include some type of music because it has that way of pulling people together.
Galloway said outdoor rehearsals are an option while the weather cooperates and is hopeful to be back together next spring for some level of performances.
What can we do is what I would rather focus on rather than what can't we do or what isn't possible. We also will have to just adapt and adjust for a period of time. And isn't that how art morphs and changes and how artists create new things, sometimes out of adversity?
Galloway recently polled the roughly 120 vocalists of the Asheville Choral Society, and only about 60% voiced interest in participating in some virtual program in the fall, as opposed to simply waiting it out until the choir could safely reunite. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.